Hey everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, September 9th, 2024, pre-market report. People, 9 days, 9 days. We are in a countdown here. What is about to happen, and I've been covering this to the point of like nauseam, honestly, is not just a new phase of currency devaluation and artificially suppressed rates, the likes of which have never been seen before, and I am not exaggerating. This is a concerted, deliberate, concentrated effort between central banks to finish what they started over a century ago. We are in the final phase here. I don't know another way to put it. Yesterday, during my Markets A Look Ahead video, I read to you a paper as to where we're going. We are moving into, forget about a recession or even a depression. We're moving into a super depression, and this is a worldwide phenomenon. Look, climb out of the little boxes that you've been put into, people, honestly. I still can't believe, and I read through the comments, how many of you still focus solely on what you believe is happening here in the United States? This is not just an issue here. Look, just as an example, this is a headline from today. Draghi immediately undercuts a need for a joint jet debt instrument to boost Europe. People, they're looking for every avenue that they can create and come up with out of nothing to pull more cash into the now. You have no idea. On top of what's about to be announced and begun in 9 days from today, what they're going to do. I mean, they must come up with another scam, another scheme to vastly pull cash into the now from the future. We already understand what's going on. Again, I covered this yesterday at length. The Fed is already deeply involved in quantitative easing, emergency monetary policy. They're creating cash out of nothing, and they're getting into the debt market. They're buying all the debt. This phenomenon that I don't know another way to put that either, that we've been witnessing with regard to the 10-year yield and the entire yield curve, the yield curve control, full effect. You're not allowed to know this here, period. But again, this effort by central banks, but now the Fed jumping on board, 9 days, 9 days from today, the 18th of next Wednesday here, yeah, is when it's actually going to come up. So what's going to happen here is the Fed is, they're going to make their announcement. Okay, we're going to cut rates. Now, the Fed is already doing it, again, by manipulating the debt market, by controlling the yield curve. The amount of cash that must be created out of nothing to already do what the Fed is involved in is truly an astronomical sum. Now, it's going to take a while, could take years for that extra cash that they're using now to manipulate the debt market to make its way the economy as the world economy today. People, the world economy today is contracting at its fastest pace ever in history. But meanwhile, the propaganda, the lies, the distractions, the distortions of the truth, and you can't even make this stuff up. That's why, again, look, this morning, we're supposed to get some economic news. I hate even talking about it. We already know the numbers are all fake. We've been told by the Bureau of Labor Statistics before the 818,000 jobs just vanished. We were told by the BLS the numbers are just fabrications. I hate covering it. It's not real. None of it is real. So that's just a whole other thing, but we'll talk about it later and we'll laugh. We're going to have some fun with that. The 10-year yield this morning has dropped under sub 3.8 right now. This is going to get much more exaggerated moving forward. Now, I want you to pay attention to a couple of other things here. And for my Lions, I want to talk about how we're going to attack this market more so moving forward. So this is a headline. Decaying jobs overtakes inflation as U.S. economy's biggest threat. The job market, people, look, don't take my word for this. Look it up for yourself. I always say, when you hear me say anything, all right, before you post a stupid comment, look it up for yourself. See if Greg is right, okay? Anyway, right now, hiring has hit a historic low. We've made history. Hiring here in the United States has hit a historic low. And what they're doing here is saying, okay, don't worry about inflation because the Fed's got that under control. Now let's focus on the cratering jobs market. Look, people, we don't make anything anymore. We've become an import nation. You all know that. Factory activity, manufacturing, it's going away. People don't want our products anymore. This is not the United States of America. This is some other yet-to-be-defined entity, and it's taking us all down within the... It's a global phenomenon as well. Central banks are solidifying their position. So not only, again, the deception here of what central banks... They don't want you to focus on inflation anymore because they're going to inflate on a scale you cannot possibly believe beyond your wildest dreams. And whoever puppet sits behind the Resolute desk... it's going to play right into it. They're already doing it. Both of these two non-human entities, they're not human. Neither one of them. They don't possess a single human quality. They are now selling you the same thing, at least from a financial standpoint, promising you what the Fed is telling them what to promise you, and that is lower rates, and that's exactly what we do not need. To rebuild the system, we need higher rates. We need a stronger currency, not what we're being sold by these enemies. So there are enemies because they're aligned with the Federal Reserve. Now here's another thing here. Investors renew focus on inflation data. Okay, ignore it. As Fed weighs size of September cut. I've already told you my take on this. We're going to see a series of incremental cuts. They want to keep the frog boiling. That's going to pump more cash here. Obviously into the debt market. That's going to open that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, period. Now let me just show you another piece of nonsense. Stock market suffered a beatdown because the investors suspect a Fed mistake. The Fed doesn't make mistakes. Everything they do is methodical. It's been thought out. It's been tested. It's been back tested. It's a way to twist the minds of people into believing things that are absolutely false, as you well know. But understanding that gives us enormous power, enormous power. Now, with regard to this beatdown of the stock market, this is called seasonality. You and I covered it from day one, and we nailed it to the wall, nailed it to the wall. Now, I'm not saying that it's over, but we may be coming out of this here, okay, with all the cash being pumped into the debt market right now, the currency creation out of nothing to do with. This is obviously massively inflationary. So don't focus on inflation anymore. No. Don't worry. Don't worry about inflation anymore. No, because the Fed's got that fully under control, which they do. And they're just going to, in 9 days from today, about to start a new phase here. A new phase that's going to blow people's minds. But again, they're going to have no idea what's happening to them. They're going to turn on the mainstream media, the propaganda, be told to focus over here. Don't look over there. You know the story. All right. But that, my lovely friends, presents opportunity on a scale you cannot believe. Now, with regard to understanding the situation here and the flow of cash through the markets, okay, if we know, that the Fed and central banks are collectively going to vastly inflate right now, vastly devalue their currencies here. They're in a race to the bottom. You all know that. We've been speaking about it for 10 freaking years. What do you want to do about it? Number one, obviously, you're going to continue. Well, our plan is perfect, and we're not going to deviate at all. Okay. That means here commodities are on sale across the board. Cryptocurrencies are on sale pretty much across the board. I still say... I'm going to still point my fingers here at Bitcoin. Why? Because that's all Trump talks about. Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin president, crypto president. We're going to be the crypto capital of the world. Oh, forget about constitutional money. We're going to be the crypto capital of the world. Man, are people being led to the slaughter? I'm not saying that you do need to have some crypto in your portfolio. I know how much of you hate this stuff, but... trust me on this, okay? You're going to miss out, and I don't want anyone to lose. You need some of this in your portfolio. Number one, silver in your portfolio. Number two, gold, commodities, and then probably some cryptocurrency. Now look, for my lions out here, this is the fear and greed index from this morning. When there's blood in the water, that's when you strike. Now we're still holding fire. I know how hard this is. And some of you already jumped in, and I don't blame you for what you've done. But I am still holding fire. We watched this market take a substantial hit one day. We kind of seemed like we were leveling off. It's continued to fall. I am still keeping powder dry. I am waiting for 9 days from today. Now, I will tell you, I promise you, the day I pull the trigger, will it be on the day that the Fed makes the announcement? That's what a lot of people ask me, Greg, what are you going to do? You all know what I'm doing. I'm building a large position right now in JEPQ. I already have one in JEPI. I'm building this JEPQ position. That's what I'm going to be buying, all right? I'm waiting for the announcement for the Fed to, again, start their new phase here, currency devaluation like you can't possibly believe, rate suppression like you can't possibly believe here. And, of course, this is all good for us because the Fed always has our back, and that's what exactly the two imbeciles running for president of the United States are promising you right now. You can't make this stuff up, but that's actually the truth. They're the enemy, both of them. And whoever wins should have traitor tattooed across their forehead. There's something else going on, too. You probably know this already. I've told you a million times. They want social unrest. That's what they're trying to push you into, and I think it's being set up this way. Expect, again, what do we know is going on? I hear people, when you sit in this chair, you hear things from people. You hear from a lot of you. What I understand is the law enforcement around the nation here are being militarized to an even higher order with new weapons, new orders, okay? Those of you that are in law enforcement, thank you for providing me with this information here. Get it out there. Tell people what you're seeing here because this is being led to an event that, I mean, they need something. Whether it's another, whatever it is, they're going to do it. Okay, just be ready. Always have the high ground. But I believe they want to ensue, what's the word I'm looking for here? Incite. Social unrest, so they have an excuse to take away more liberties and freedoms. You know that's what's happening. We're not free to do anything anyway. Oh, we're free to live in their system here, their debt-based system, which is absolutely not constitutional. You all know that, and that's why we're marching on the Fed. We're marching on the Fed July 4th, 2025. Get the word out there, people, because I want this to be huge. Like I said, I already have a bunch of YouTubers involved here. We're all getting behind this. There's going to be thousands of people there. Thousands. We're going to make history. Anyway, look, for my lions out here, this is our fear and greed index. We're very close. Very close. When this fear, I'd like to see this drop a little more. I'm not saying you're going to wait for that. We're going to see what happens here in 9 days. And when Greg Mannarino pulls the trigger for my lions out here, if you feel like following my lead, well, then, you know, I can't tell you what to do or not do, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, all right? And so far, we have been, I mean, so far ahead of the curve on this. It's just too much. We're not going to let the system beat us. There's no way. There are many people who are going to lose here, those who are locked into a lie, and they can't break out. Even if they see proof in front of their eyes, it's fake, it's AI, whatever it is. All right, man. Again, these are the people that are going to get hurt the most, and that's okay, I guess. You know, I don't like to see that. I really don't. I don't want anyone to lose. I think we can all win here. But in order to win, you have to at least have some type of brain function. That's a fact. See through the nonsense, the game that is being played on all of us here, the confusion, the back and forth, the twisting of the mind, the psyop, the counterintelligence, whatever it is, and that's what they're doing to us right now. But you and I, we are steadfast, and we're not going to sway. And I have promised you that I will not let these things beat us. They're not human. They're not even human. I don't know another way to say this to you. You might think I'm joking, but I am not joking. There's a very dark force that controls this world, people. And once you get hip to that, you'll understand the world a lot better off. And you'll know where we're going. And we're going to never let these things beat us. They can't do it. They can't. It's impossible. But that's just my take on it. So, people, 9 days. 9 days is going to be the next phase towards the final solution here. And that final solution, unfortunately, is going to involve, in my opinion, and I think a lot of you would agree with me, a vast population reduction on this planet. They're leading us to the slaughter in the literal sense here. Control, more control, as much as they can squeeze out of us, dependency on the system. But again, these kind of environments present opportunities for those who see it. And not just from a financial standpoint, people. I've been telling you this forever. Every Friday, I leave you off with three things. Three things. Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. This is the backbone of who we are as a worldwide family here. You understand? You're part of something bigger than yourself, honestly. And expect pushback. Honestly, look, people, I read through the comments. I read through the comments. The second video I did yesterday... A lot of pushback there. That's okay. Let them push. We can push back harder. You understand? Because we have truth on our side. They can't win. It's impossible. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. They can try to offend you. Use hate as a weapon. You laugh at it. Laugh at it. Shows you how weak they are. All right. I'm out of here. Love you so much, people. I mean that from the heart. Please share the video. Get it out there. Thumbs up if you got something out of here. Let me know where you stand on all this. 9 days, people. 9 days. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really hope to see you there. I want to get more people in that live stream. We're getting about 2,000 now. I like it to double, all right? Anyway, with that said, until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other.